Okay, so we last left off. We're talking about the spheros and the shemas haktoshim, which are associated with each sphere. So, in the new version, we left off on daf tough tes, talking about the sphere of yesod. So he writes, "The sphere of yesod meir shem shakai." So just a quick chazara, and the zayin midos. We have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, until this point. Chesed is the Shem Kael. Gvura is the Shem Elokim. Tiferes is the Shem Havaya. Netzach is Havaya Tzvakos. And Hod is Elokim Tzvakos. Yesod is the Shem Shakai, Al Shem HaPasak, Ve'es Shakai V'Yivarcheka. V'hi Abracha Shebirach Yaakov V'Yinuas Yosef HaTzadik, Shahayim Rekava L'Midas Yesod. So since Yosef is Yesod, the Bracha he receives from Yaakov is this Shem. This Shem is associated with this sphere, the sphere of Yesod. And in Simin Tassayin here, he writes on the bottom, Koydim mitzvahs mila, Amar Hashem Yisbarach l'Avram Avinu, Ani Kael Shakai. This Shem is associated with Bris Mila, because Bris Mila corresponds to the sphere of Yisod, the mid of Yosef HaTzadik. His halich lefanai v'hiyei samim. U'pirish Rashi, Ani hu sheyishdai ve'elekusi l'chol briya. I have enough to give. I have enough elokos for everyone. Don't worry about it. Lefika chisalach lefane ve'yet lecha lelekar lepatroin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is daim aspik, that he has enough shefa to give over. We'll explain that in a moment. Let's continue upstairs. V'shem zem moyreal hashba miduyakes. It refers to the precise amount of shefa. Shebischus hatzadik, because in the schus of he was a tzadik, Nishbet de hatzayach l'chol b'arya. It's in his chos that everyone is provided for. Like the Gemara says famously about Chanina, Bishvil Chanina b'ni, that in his chos everybody gets parnasa, and it's dai loy, that's shame, dai. Dai loy b'kav charuvim. It's enough for him, just dai charuvim b'chol shavua. V'zehu p'ulas hayesoid, tzinor hamakabiz kol hashefa mea oylem asal yoinim, ומשפיר לספירס מלכו שתחתה, במידה, במשקול ובמשור. Yesoid is the end line of the Mashpia, because as soon as we move past Yesoid and we come to Malchus, that's already the vicinity of the Makabel, of the Malchus. And in a certain way, the Malchus and the Yesoid are similar to each other. The Yesoid is being mekabel all of the shefa, but doesn't have of its own, so to speak, to give to the malchus. Because we see chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, and hod as being chamisha chasadim, and yesoid is what's koilo. So the koyach of yesoid is be able to take the five chasadim from chesed till hod, as we mentioned, and to be koil them, to package them, to bring them together, to be koil them. But that koyach is considered to be a koyach b'fnei atzmai. And then from there, Yisrael will hand off to the malchus. But the malchus is going to be receiving from this yesod, but as we see here, yesod is what provides the midah, the mishkol of Amasura. It provides an exact amount, a precise amount of what should be given to the malchus. So again, this is based on the yesod that we established last week, that as we move from the higher spheros to the lower spheros, we're moving from a place of quality to quantity. Like we mentioned, netzach and hod in the system is determining the quantity. That's why tzvakos is a shame which implies quantity. how much of these meichin, the degree of the meichin. And then as opposed to malchus, which we'll see momentarily, which will be the receiver, the yesod is determining the final steps of production. Mida mishkul b'mesura. That even though there's a lot of netzach and oid, there's a lot to be given. And we're taking into account all the different amounts of people who may need this shefa, let's say. Yesod is going to say, let's look at each person as a prat. Maybe this is going to be too much for this one. It's the final stage of production to handcraft it, to make it precise. And that shame is the shame of Shakai, which is Dai Lelukusi L'chol Bria. That there's enough, that I have enough here, there's enough here for everybody. It's enough. Yosef was able to provide enough for everyone, but not just to provide for everyone. Every single person who needed had to come before Yosef, and Yosef would give them. It wasn't that Yosef was giving just b'chlalius. Right? Yosef took into account each and every prat. Each person needs to come, he has to state his needs, he has to have a conversation with Yosef, and then Yosef will provide for him exactly how much he needs. Right? That's Yosef. Not going to give too much, not going to give too little. He's going to give b'bida, b'mishkol, b'masura to each and every one. That's Yosef. Let's move on. B'sfiris Malchus. Meir Shem Adnus. Ki Malchus Yisparachi al Yedeshu hu Adon al Kol HaOlam Kula. The Shem Adnus in the Mida of what it means Adon, which is very much associated with Malchus, but slightly different. V'zesoyid Masha'im B'chol Yom B'tfila Adon Olam. Asher Molach. Adon Olam, which is the Shem Adnus, Asher Molach, that is Melech. The Sri of Malchus is associated with Adnus. V'yeshba Osiyos Din. In Adnus is the letters Din plus an Aleph. Ki bom miskalim hadinim shebechol asfiras. Because the Tzad Din is connected to Malchus. Kamram Zal, Dina to Malchusa, Dina. As we see that just even the Shprach in Chazal, in terms of Halacha, is Meramis on the Sfira Kadisha of each and every Mida. So Malchus is the Shem Adnus. And that's why we begin davening every single day with Adon Olam Asher Malach. Because the passageway into the world of the spheres begins with Malchus. Because most of the time, as we've been doing here, we've been speaking about the Seder of the spheres, Milamala Lamata. We began talking about Keser, and we worked our way down to Malchus. But that's going from the Pnimius to the Chitzonius. That's going from the highest to the lowest. But Mitzideinu, on our level, when we have to speak about getting in, we don't get in from the Keser. We're looking to achieve Keser. That's the highest point. But the Knisa, the entrance way, is from Malchus. So Malchus is considered to be the Sha'ar. It's called the Sha'ar HaMelech, the Malchus. That's the gateway in. That's why the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalin Nun Yun, Bim Miluo, we're familiar with that already, that Adnus, Bim Miluo, that means that the letters of Adnus are spelled out. Aleph would be Aleph Lamed Pei. The Dalid would be Dalid Nun, Tamin Lamed Tuf. Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dalid. Together, that Gematria is 671. 671, the Ari says, is Tara. Tafresh Ayin Aleph, and in Aramaic, Tara is a gate. So when we say, Pischali Shari Tzedek, open up for me these gates, so the Ari understands that that means the Shem Adonis, that the Knesia, the entranceway into something, is with the Shem Adonis. That's, by the way, why the beginning of the year begins with the Midas Adin, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchus. Why does Malchus have to coincide with Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah could have been something completely different. Dafka Rosh Hashanah has to be a day of Din? Teretz is that we enter in through the Midas HaDin. Malchus is the first sphira. That's the Shema of Adonis. So we enter into the year through the sphere of Malchus. Like Pashat. And of course, the Shema Adonis, the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod, these letters are associated with, for example, this last Yud of Adonis is the very, very first Knesset, right? Because if you're coming in, no, it's not necessary. It doesn't have to be that way. But these 10 letters, this letter Yud of the Shem Adnos is the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Okay, so that's the sphere of Malchus. Malchus is the Shem Adnos. That's the Indian of Dina, the Malchus of Dina. וכל השם שנכתבו בתורה הקדושה רואים זין על ספירה מיוחדת. Like we explained, every shame is referencing a sphere. And by the way, this literally turns, it gives us new lenses to see the Torah. Because the person who looks at the Torah, he seems things as being very random. Like here Hashem calls himself Elohim, here Hashem calls himself Shaka, here he calls himself Kael. What's going on over here? Is there an identity crisis? Are there more than one God, Chalila? But, of course, Mitzad HaEmuna, and the Zohar Kaddish is what's called the Rada Demhemnu, so that is Megala, the secrets of Emuna. It's the whole discussion of Hashem's Achdus. So it puts everything into place. And what we thought was randomness and confusion and Toihu in the Torah is really just a marvelous mosaic of ways like how Kaddish Baruch Hu is Megala's Achdus. And a person can go through a whole Torah using just this yesod of replacing, so to speak, names of Hashem with sviros, and see a Torah neflah ad ma'ayd. Flah ad ma'ayd. How the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that they megal the sodos, and they weave things together using the Shemas HaKadoshim to understand what midah is Hashem being megal here, what midah is Hashem being megal here, and the yesodos which come from that are half of a fella. V'chol HaShemas Shenichtev v'b'Torah HaKadoshim Roim Zem al-Sfir Miuchedes. So as we said, every shame is a different sphira. Hameir u'makanin ba'isa inyan. Hamedubar, which manifests in every sugya. V'yesh al halayim ila'ayin u'lachapis v'chol Hashem as HaKadosh. The work begins. Time of the milsa to understand why this shame, shenizkar davka b'shem da in this place. What's the association between these two things? Achein. All these shemos imply, however, a chitzonius ha'inyan. Alba pnimiusan, but mitzad pnimius, as he points out in brackets here, vis-a-vis keli to'or, meir b'kulam Hashem havaya baruch hu ba'atzman. The pnimius of every shame can be found, the havaya, kedimyoin evri ha'adam, like the limbs of a human. Every aver has a certain task that it performs. But there's one central life source which runs through all the avarim. So too, every sphira which has a shame correspond to that physical action. I will be primius kulam, but mitzad the chiyus of them. Meir ach v'rak Hashem havaya baruch hu. That's the Hashem havaya. L'hoire shu hoya hoya v'vihya, which touches on his essence kivyachol, v'lo shayach by shum shina. The pasuk says, ani havaya lo shanisi. So what we have here is that we have two dimensions. And the Adam, like we've said many times, mibsari echse alayka, says the Zohar that from my flesh, from the guf, I'm able to understand Elokus. Just as the guf has many avarim, and each avar has its function, that it does things best at, that defines it, that gives it its personal, unique characteristic. Mitzad the pnimius, there's a Shem Havaya, which runs through everything, which is the Kriyas HaKlali of all of the avarim, which gives life to all of them. An Or, and then the Keli. So we don't say that the hand is separate and there's a pirud chalila from the guf, because if the hand gets hurt, the whole body is margish that. That means that there's one central primary chiyus which is running through the entire guf. The physical manifestation of that is the dam. Ki ha-dam hu ha-nefesh. But there's a nefesh ha-kloli. And that, in Pnimius, when we speak about the sphirus ha-kloshim, so that's the Shem Havaya. Now, although the Shem Havaya was the specific shame for the sphere of Tiferes, so it can be said, though, that Tiferes, on the one hand, has a unique manifestation through Havaya, but yet, in its Pnimius, there's something about that Shem Havaya, which is Megala by the Tiferes, which is Shaykh to all the spheres. And that can be seen very easily, because Tiferes corresponds to the Lev. Out of all the Evarim, Tiferes is the torso, but it hones in on the Lev. And the Lev is considered to be everything. Rechmana Libabai. The Lev is the home base, the mothership, the central location for everything which goes on in the body. It pumps the blood, and Hadam Hu HaNefesh. The Dam is giving that Klali, a stick of chiyas. So therefore, the Lev has been Nifkat. Its task is to be in charge of that Havaya, that Dam, which is permeating the entire body. For this reason, we know that the sphere of Tiferes corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. And we say about Yaakov, Ki Yaakov Bachar Leika. Hashem chooses Yaakov, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the Lev, Rechmana Libabai. Yaakov is considered to be Yisrael, and Yisrael is the Klolis Klal Yisrael. That's what Klal Yisrael means, Klolis Yisrael. So that's the Shem Havaya, which runs through all of the spheres. So in a certain way, it's two-dimensional. It has in the Chitzonius, and it has in the Pnimius. So for example, when Hashem Yitzvarach says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to him, Va'ir el Avram, el Yitzhak, el Yaakov, he says, Bekel Shakai, I reveal to them in Kel Shakai, Ushmi Havaya lo yadati lehem. From this pasuk, we see very clearly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking in different shemos. He's saying, I revealed myself in Kel Shakai, but not in Havai. It's the same God. He's just saying that there's a shem called Shakai. There's a shem called Kel. There's even combinations of shemos, which is called Kel Shakai. But the shem Havai le'edati lehem. But the question is, we find many times that Hashem begaled himself to Avram. It's like, the shem Havai. What does that mean that he was a megalot in the shem Havai? So there's different ways to explain that. But one way to explain that would be according to this yisoid, which is that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held himself to the Shem with the Shem Havaya to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, especially because Yaakov Avinu is the Shem Havaya. That's the sphere of Tiferes. That's his portal. But the Shem Havaya, which is the Chiyas HaPnimi of the spheros, so that he wasn't megal himself, and that was megal himself by Har Sinai when Hashem says Anoichi Havaya Lekecha in this week's parasha, Anoichi Havaya Lekecha. So that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself with the Pnimius Shem Havaya. That I am the life source of the entire Bria. That everything in the Bria is like a Levush, is like a Guf, Kivyachal, to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Chiyas. And Hashem was Megala himself by Sinai. He said there's a Maisa Bereishis. And by Maisa Bereishis I was Megala all the different Siras of Chesed on day one, and Gvura on day two, Tiferes on day three. I was Megala that Chitzonius revelation of who I am. But in Har Sinai, which is the Hashlama, the finale, the completion of Maisa Bereishis, so Hashem says, I am the life source of everything. Anechi Havaya Lekecha. And it's very good because really these two things of the Kelim and the Or correspond to two Bechinas, which are called Chaim and Toif. There's Chaim and there's Toif. What's more essential, Chaim or Toif? Chaim is more essential. Because things can't be good unless they're alive. So Tov means something which is good. It speaks about something's function, its ability to function. You say about it, is it good or is it not good? But is it alive? It has to be alive. To be bad even, it has to be alive. That's called Chaim and Tov. So by Ma'isa Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the end of every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. Everything is good. Right? Zoi good. then the world was still lacking its chayim. This is the secret of the Eitz HaChayim B'Sei Chagan, that really Adam HaRishon should have eaten from that Eitz HaChayim. And the Indian is that by Matan Torah, Torah which is called Eitz HaChayim Hila Machazikim Ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, the Chayim HaNe'elam of the entire Bria. So it could be said, and this is a very important klal, that the relationship between Chayim and Toiv is very similar to this relationship between the Dam, the Nefesh, the Chayus, which runs through all the Evarim, and the Evarim himself, the hand is not itself alive. It's Poyel, a good Tzach. It can do good things, the hand. Just like the feet can do something good too. The hand is able to lift things up, to hold things, to give things, whereas the feet take us where we need to go. And each one has its own Toiv. Just like day one has its type, day two had its type, day one had its R, and day two had this, and day three. That's just another bechina to explain this relationship. Okay. Now that we've concluded that hakdama, which was hakdama chaf beis, which is explaining the Sfiros and the Shemos, which correspond to them, and we left off on the note that there's a Havaya, which is the Shefa HaPnimi, the Chayim, the Chiyas of everything. So now we have in Hachdama Chaf Gimel, we're going to speak about this Havaya Pnimi. That really Havaya is the life source of the entire Bria. Let's just at least do the first paragraph. Shem Havaya, this will be a discussion of the Shem Havaya. Dali Miluye Havaya. Shem ha'ikar shel Abaye Yisbarachu hu Hashem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is the ikar, Shem of the Bayre. Ha'moyre al achdus ha'yisbarach. This name implies achdus. Which like we said, Haya, Haya v'viyya, u'mahave kol ha'olamas, gives chayim, existence, to everything in the olamas. V'shem ha'chesed v'harachamim shebepshut ha'olam b'gematria chafav. That the Shem of Havaya, b'gematria, is chafav. Amnam. Kaven she Hashem Havaya hu etzem v'shoyrish ha'or, but since Havaya is the etzem and the shoyrish of that chiyas, oru sasa v'nelam b'sayich v'na tachtoni b'chol liharas me'oru agadol me'yirus. So the Shem Havaya means that Havaya means that life source, but being that it's Havaya b'pashet and it's not b'miloy, as we'll see, it's more on the fact that it's nela, that it's not revealing itself in all of its glory. V'lachen kish b'nei yisom yisnagim kishura. When clients someone we do vas is gut, so mispashe to or le seich oisias hamilay. When we take a gematria, this is a yisod in gematrias, and we make a milui out of it, like we've done many times till now, what does that translate into in terms of chasidus? In terms of what's the implication of that? Nothing is random. That here we use a havaya pashet, here we use a havaya b'milui. What's the difference? So hamaya b'milui, it implies a hispashtus, that the letters are spreading, that they're branching out. Like he quotes from the Zohar Kodesh in Sivkat and Beis here. You can take a look yourself. It reveals the letters which give pronunciation to the letters. So for example, Ois Yud becomes Yud Vav Dalid, spells out the letter Yud. That's an indication of revelation. So revelation means that it can go lower to the places of more revelation. Shehudin milui itself is gematria elokim, which implies din. We'll explain maybe next week in Mitzvah Hashem. V'az yoyru misgala ha'or la'ashpia chiyas v'shefera b'chol olam ha'shalamata. And that means revelation. It means going down from higher places to lower places. So just the cloud before we continue next week in Mitzvah Hashem is that there's Pashat Bigamachia, there's Milu Bigamachia, and this has very, very strong implications when it comes to understanding what's going on in each and every place, whether it's B'Milui, whether it's B'Pashat. So Mitzvah Hashem next week, we're going to go into the four primary Miluim of Havaya and to speak about how they correspond to the Sfiros. And what that means, we'll see after the Shema. Have a good day.